In this episode, we hear from Ali. Ali is the creator of Ollie and His Superpowers and is a fantastic advocate for ensuring that we support young people's mental health and their behaviour. And she's got some brilliant advice on things that we can do. And she talks about her courses and how they are helping children. Okay, so Ali, what is Ollie and His Superpowers? Tell us all about it.
How long have you got? I'm a therapist. I trained in CBT, cognitive behavioural therapy, and lots of others because I absolutely love helping other people to be the best versions of themselves. But I found it all a bit clunky, a bit grown up, and to a point very boxy. You had to fit into a box. So I almost had a tick sheet to move you through stuff, and it was very long-winded. And I just thought, you know, there must be something else. There must be something that we can do that's simpler. And I'm dyslexic. I don't read or write very well, so simple's good for me. And I thought, well, just for the clients I'm working with, because you kind of attract clients like yourself, I'm going to simplify this. So I started taking the best from other therapies, stripping it down to the core. And rather than sitting there with my clipboard and say, how are you feeling? I actually turned it completely around and said, look, you have everything you need inside of you. Let me show you that you do. What you're feeling is a part of you, not who you are. And you can actually overcome anything. This isn't you. This isn't you. Anything you want to be is you. I started off like that. It was just me and my therapy hut in Cambridgeshire. Very quickly, word spread that you can see me in weeks, not months. Within weeks, I've got you back to a better place, or rather you have, because I'm working with the emotion, not the behaviour. Word spread, so we needed more coaches. So we had to set up a school for coaches.
Yep.
And the school's really special because I didn't want therapists. I want mums and dads and teachers and firemen and hairdressers and truck drivers. I've got all sorts. And I just wanted people that really, really cared and wanted to make a difference. And we're training them to be Ollie coaches. Yep. And they're working all over the country, including Northern Ireland and soon to be Iceland, in schools, foster care, adoption, local councils, you name it, we're there. That's us.
You've done really well, Ali, to keep that within a minute or so. That was brilliant. There's so much that I could ask you here, Ali, just from what you've said there. So the first bit I want to touch on, though, you mentioned, you know, one of your passions is getting anybody and everybody involved in being a coach. They don't have to be a therapist. They don't have to hold, you know, a degree.
No, I prefer they didn't, really, because I've met some really lovely therapists that have trained to the highest level. They've got more, you know, in their little finger than I've got in my whole body. And they're brilliant and they should be therapists. And thank God they're on this earth. They're earth angels. And I've met an awful lot, this is personal opinion, that should not in a million years be therapists. They're in it, in my personal opinion, for the wrong reasons. You know, we should be about empowering people so that they don't need therapy.
Absolutely.
Not fixing them so we can say, I have healed you. And I thought, well, the only way we're going to do that is to find people that got into the same reason as me. You know, I used to blow buildings up. I haven't been a therapist all my life. No, I could do it. I found a way.
Yeah.
I thought, well, if I can, anyone can. And believe me, I just reeled off the sort of people. One of my favourites, although I love all of the Ollie coaches, is a hairdresser in Scotland. And she has, you'll love this, autistic children. You know, they anything change, anything new, really hard.
Yep.
She has them in a chair and she's cutting their hair. One, they let her. She has that lovely rapport.
Yeah,
but she uses Ollie on them.
Brilliant.
That's what we need. We needed it to stop being highbrow. The best way to sum it up is, you're only young, you won't know this, but a few years ago, right, if you were in any kind of real pain, you had to go to a doctor to get some decent painkillers.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it was decreed, for whatever reason, that it was okay for us to go to the chemist and buy decent painkillers over the counter, that we could work it out ourselves and we could be trusted with the dosage. Yeah. I see therapy the same way. The highbrow stuff, schizophrenia, the big stuff, that's professional.
Yeah.
That's separate. The stuff that we're dealing with every day, anxiety, self-worth, belief systems.
Absolutely.
The way you feel about your body, don't need years and years and years for that. What you need is common sense, some real good skills and the ability to listen.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important, Ali, when I've spoke to you before, I believe totally in what you're saying, how it's so key that we get that into schools, because that's where starts. Yeah. That is where it starts.
For sure, because again, everything that I was doing pre-Ollie, I wasn't working with children at all, because I don't have children, I don't know anything about them, so I kind of avoid them. So I was working with people in their 30s or 40s that struggled with something forever, carried this label of who I am. And, you know, you'd work through that, and it took a bit longer because they carried it for so long, but that's what we were doing. And it dawned on me, do you know, if I'd have met you when you were five, and I'd taught you that actually this feeling of self-worth isn't who you are, it's a part of you, and it only comes out sometimes. Have you noticed that? When you're playing football, it don't come out. But when you're in front of a girl and you want to chat her up, it does.
Yeah.
So it's not really who you are. If I could have got to you when you were five and explained that everything you're feeling is a part of you, not who you are, and taught you how to talk to it, you would be here now. So that's when we started on the prevention rather than just interventionists, we're never going to stop what's happening. Think about what's going on right now. I've got so many kids online I'm working with, blooming terrified. They're not terrified because I get up every morning and listen to the news. They're terrified because we're terrified.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're feeling it from us.
Yeah.
And they're afraid to go out because they're worried about mum and dad. And then let's talk about all our frontline workers, NHS and everyone else. Mm. They've all got kids.
Yeah.
Their kids are terrified. My dad's a bin man. Is he going to be safe? My dad works at Morrison's or other superstores. And the kids are really frightened. So
100%.
If we could get to them. And to be fair, I'm so proud. The schools are in. A lot of schools have picked up and run with this. And everyone gives schools a hard time, but they're pretty damn good. And they've picked up and run with this. Get to the kids early enough. They don't struggle anywhere near. And they're not struggling anywhere near as much as some of the kids we haven't got near are at the moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got to get in early.
Definitely. And I like what you said there as well. This situation cannot be underplayed in the effect that it's going to have on young people. And whenever we go back to schools, whenever that might be, schools have got to acknowledge that. And I hope they will. You've said...
For themselves and the kids. Because let's be honest, most of the teachers have got kids. They're back in. I've got loads of teacher friends, as I know you have, because you work in schools as much as we do. Mm. And they're back in schools at the moment,
yeah,
working with the kids that the government has decreed can go back. Mm. They haven't got PPE. So I think the schools do. So we need to be there for teachers and kids and parents more than ever.
Absolutely.
And we need listening to. We're talking about, you know, throwing money at things to make this right. Well, this is one of them. Let's support people.
100%. No, definitely. And you've mentioned, obviously, the situation we're in right now. Ali, how are you adapting? Because I know, like myself, a lot of your work is done directly in front of young people. We can't do that at the moment. What are you doing?
I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, we're very face-to-face. So my work is either one-to-one in my therapy room here, at my house, my garden, or it's working in school, same as you, or it's delivering training to parents and teachers and social workers, etc. Anyone, really.
Yeah.
We can't. So we can do a fair bit online. So I'm still talking to the kids online. It's important that we keep that going so that they've got that point of contact and trust. And important for the families as well, because we work with the whole family. They all need support, not just the child.
Yep.
We've done something we've never done before, which is we've put some of our Ollie training that I normally deliver face-to-face in big rooms online.
Okay.
Didn't know how that would work. I'll be honest, that was really weird. There's me stood in front of the camera very much as I am now, and I react to the audience, and I've got no audience. deliver this training, keep it fun, and there's no audience, and I'm like, I've got my toys sat there, and I'm like, but we put it out, and the thought was that we filled it up with stuff about how to have that emotional language for your kids and your teenagers, especially at the moment. They're so trapped at the minute, it's horrible for them. But it's also a lot about stress release. As you know, I've unfortunately been a bit poorly, and one of the reasons is I've got too stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're stressed, it knocks your immune system out. It's the last damn thing anyone needs right now.
Absolutely.
There's an awful lot on the course about how to control your stress, you and your family.
Yeah.
So we put it out there and sort of, you know, hoped it would help a few people. And the feedback has just been humbled is the answer. But, you know, it's not just, oh, they love it. Well done, Ali. It's really blooming helping. And
well, I know, Ali. I've had a parent who has worked with me as well. With one of their children's an ambassador for us, and I know her and her young child who has benefited so much from things that you said, Ali. And if people at the moment wanted to go online and find out about this, how could they do that?
If you go to our webpage, which is, this is the only thing I can do as a dyslexic without getting it wrong. Watch me get it wrong now.
I'm dyslexic too, so I'm with you, Ali.
www.ollieandhissuperpowers.com, and there's loads of information on there about who we are, what we do, and reviews, so that you're not just taking our word from it. But if you go to the section that says training or courses, or just go to the shop, and there's a course there called Emotional Resilience Training. I've called it the lockdown course. We originally put it out at about 180 quid because that's what I charged to deliver it. It's on there for 40 quid because I just want to get it to every damn family, because we're all in this together, and I don't care what you earn, you need to be able to afford to access this. So download it. There's three modules. It's interactive. It's fun. Do it at your own pace. You'll learn a lot about yourself. You know, let me know, good and bad, what you thought of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'd encourage you as well to go and look that up if you are listening to this, 100%. You mentioned obviously about Ollie coaches as well, and always on the lookout for that. If there's someone listening to this thinks, yeah, do you know what? I'd love to be an Ollie coach in the future. How would they go about doing that as well?
Again, if you go to the webpage, there's a section on there, Get in Touch, and it tells you about the Ollie coaches. And I think there's some stuff on there from some of our Ollie coaches about why they joined. I meet every single person that applies. We don't take more than 25 max per course, and we run two a year. Yep. The reason we do that is because every Ollie coach has got to be the best they can be. And if you have a really big group, I don't think that you can do that. I don't think you can put that time and effort in to move at their pace and their speed. You literally contact us online, say, look, I'm interested. I'll have a chat with you. As a rule, I know within a few minutes whether or not you're Ollie coach material. And we have a saying, I can teach you how, you tell me why. We've grown quite a bit, so we've had to get quite grown up. So we've got all these procedures and, you know. And one of the funniest ones was the lady sorting out all of our procedures and blah, blah. She said, we need an HR policy. How are you choosing your Ollie coaches? Can you write it down for me, Ali? I went, got a piece of paper. And she said, I'll give you a day or two to do it. Yeah. I just wrote, because I know. And I gave it back to her. She was like, oh, that's the truth.
That's
mate.
The policy. Yeah, brilliant.
Completely go on gut.
Definitely.
Hence, we've got truck drivers, hairdressers, teachers, lawyers, doctors. We've got doctors. What a pat on the back is that? We've got GPs joining us.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I love that whole approach. It's absolutely what we're all about. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, what your background is. If you, you know, if you've got a certain skill set, your brain works in a certain way and you can offer something, then there you go.
The number of people I've spoken to that said, I would love to have got into counselling or therapy and work with kids, young adults, families, specialist areas sometimes, you know, teenagers in troubles, single parents, all that. And I just, you know, I haven't got a degree, I'll never do it. And you don't damn well need one unless you want to work with the big white coat stuff. Come and talk to us.
Yeah,
if you've
absolutely.
Got why, I can teach you how.
No, definitely. Ali, I just love everything about that.
How do I get you in a red shirt then? You'd be amazing.
Yeah, we'll have a conversation at some point about that. Definitely, Ali, definitely.
Oh, you'd be so welcome.
So we spoke about the situation we're in at the moment as well. You spoke about the word stress and your own experience of, you know, feeling stress and that affecting your immune system. What are your kind of top tips then at the moment, Ali, for any parents who may be listening to this, who may be struggling themselves or may have children who are struggling in this situation?
Okay. None of us know what to do at the moment. There's no right or there's no wrong. As an Ollie coach, I'm not about to tell you what to do because I'm not you.
Yep.
I can suggest some stuff. One of the things I do, and I do it, is I think about all the things that are worrying me right now. Can I keep my business going? Will I ever see my clients again? Are they okay if I haven't seen them? There's stuff in there that I can control, and there's a ton of stuff that I cannot. And it's about, and I literally do this, I create two circles. So I have one big circle of all the stuff I can't control, and in the middle, I just only allow stuff in I can control. And I just stand in there and go, okay, this is me. I can do something about that. All of this I can't, and if I step out there, I'm just going to harm myself and my family by getting tired and stressed. So that's one of the things. Lovely things to do with the kids is don't lie to them. You know, they're not stupid. And if you do, and then I know we're doing it for the right reason, say, no, everything's fine. Don't worry, you know, Nanny and Granddad are safe. If you lie, they're going to know that. And then you've broken something in them, even if you're doing it for the right reasons. So you know your child. So I've seen loads of stuff where therapists are saying, tell your child this, this and this. Don't, right? You know your child.
Absolutely.
You know whether or not they can take. Actually, there is no cure and we're all a bit worried at the moment. Or you need to say, do you know, we're staying in at the moment because, you know, like when you got a cold a little while ago, we had to keep you off school so you didn't give it to anyone else. It's the same sort of thing. So that's why we're staying in. You know your child. You don't need a blooming expert to tell you what to do.
Absolutely.
In anything. You know what you need to do. You know what feels right for you. You know you. Trust it. I think that's what's gone wrong, and we're back to why we need to get to the kids in school at a very young age and teach them resilience. We've forgotten how to trust ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that we can make decisions about following the pack.
Ali, I love that you've mentioned that. It reassures us as well, hearing someone like yourself speak, who I know has been so successful with what you're doing. When we go in and deliver resilience sessions with young people ourselves with the multi-schools, we do exactly that activity that you just mentioned, getting the young people drawing out their circles, what they can and can't control, and then going through that and actually giving them some context to it. So hearing you speak about it, Ali, as well is fantastic. You know that the multi-schools is all about promoting equality. And again, it doesn't matter, you know, any ability you might have. We want to break down the perceptions around that. For you, Ali, what is the importance? We're two people talking here as well who are dyslexic. I myself have, it's even been questioned, you know, are you sure you're making the right decision being a teacher? You're dyslexic, you know, and that's those kind of things have been branded about. Why is it important in school that we're promoting equality, Ali?
You know, children aren't born with hate or prejudice. Let's face it, they're learning it from the adults around them. You watch a load of kids together and you ask them what's the difference between them and someone that's mixed race or has a different religion, and they'll tell you one likes baked beans and one doesn't. It's us. And I think the really important thing is to get to children at a very young age and get them to recognise that, okay, you might not be able to read and write well, but what can you do? I can't read and write, but you can find a way around it. I've written books. They're out there and they're selling all over the world, which is fantastic. How did I do that? Because I found a way around it. Resilience is about finding a way around anything that's a disability. And a disability isn't always a physical thing. It can be a mental and emotional thing. I think the problem is that it's the adults and children's world that stop them just accepting who we are, completely for who we are, valuing it, honouring it, being, wow, you did that, that's fantastic. And I think if we get to kids young enough, we're in this school, which I won't mention, but it's not far from here, and they're not a special needs school, but they have a lot of kids there with additional needs. We did an assembly, and I was talking about my dyslexia, and a couple of them put their hand up because that, you know, it was okay to, once I said I was actually, I'd written some books, all of a sudden it was cool to be dyslexic. So we need role models. I'm dyslexic. Until then, there's no way they would have put their hand up. And I said, well, I think it's a superpower because, you know, I can't read and write, but that means my imagination's brilliant. And they're like, and then we just did this show of hands because there are a couple of people that really were physically and otherwise disabled in the group that I know were having a hard time in that school. And not from the teachers and not from the kids, from views from outside. And I just said, you know, who's brilliant at maths if you put the hands up? Who's brilliant at English? Who's brilliant at football? And we got them to recognise that we're all brilliant at different things. And I said, so all of you are brilliant at something and not so good at something else, but that's okay. And they all decided that they all had superpowers. And it was the most beautiful thing. And the group became one. The kids don't have bad perceptions. It's us. And we can't change. Well, we can change us, but it'll take forever. But if we can get to the kids.
Definitely. Absolutely everything that you're saying is so in line. Exactly what you've said. We do in schools as well, in assemblies. It's about getting the children to recognise every single one of us has a talent, but it's about unlocking that, you know? It's going to be different. That we all have differences, but it's...
Thank God. It should be boring as hell, wouldn't we?
Exactly. Could you imagine? Wow. I just want to finish with a final kind of point, Ali. Plans for the future. At the moment, obviously, everything is uncertain. What are your kind of plans for the future, Ali, with Ollie and his superpowers and everything else?
It's a really good question, actually. Until we were all in lockdown, I would have said, oh, well, you know, I'm going to do this and this and this and this, and then ultimately go back to Australia and spend the rest of my days fishing because that's my path. And it wasn't a bad path, and I would have done it. Yeah. But this has thrown it all up in the air. Now, you can, in therapy, we have a thing called reframe. Now, you can either go, oh, my God, everything's thrown up in the air. It's all gone bad. It's never going to happen. Or you can go, wow, I've just had the opportunity to get off that treadmill and have a good look and see if there's something else I could do. That's a nice thing I want to do. But wow, woo, woo, what's that? What's that? So what am I going to do going forward? Now that we've worked out, dinosaur like me, that we can get to people online and help, a level that I want to, everything I thought I was going to do is out the window. But the way that I do it is I don't think about what my next step is. And this is a really cool thing to do because I think everybody should really use this time wisely.
Yes.
Are you happy? Have you got everything you want? Are you in the right relationship? Oh, forgive me for that one. But, you know, there's a lot we can sit and focus on at the moment. Do I love my job? Do I dare to dream? When I started Ollie, everyone laughed at me. Look what's bloody happening because I dared to dream. I still see myself in Australia in my little fishing boat. That hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what I do is I imagine that I'm sat there and then I just look over my shoulder and I look at the step that I took before I got in my fishing boat. And that was, well, moving to Australia. And what was the step before that? Setting Ollie up in Australia. What was the step before that? Getting Ollie over in Europe as big as it could be before I went, because it's a long flight back. And what was the step before that? And I do that right back to me sat here now. And that allows me to... It's a much better way of doing it because then it's real. It's not dream. It's happened. How did I do it?
Ali, I could listen to you, I think, all day. And I just feel empowered, you know, sitting here speaking to you, just having this conversation.
Ito, you're doing an amazing job yourself.
Thank you.
I appreciate what you're saying. But, you know, what you do with the kids and the young people, thank God for it.
Thank you very much, Ali. I have a very strong feeling that this is not going to be one of our last conversations and that you will hear lots more from multi-schools and Ollie and his superpowers with things moving forward, I'm sure.
We've got work to do. We've got to get everyone ready to come out of lockdown. We've been focused on lockdown. Who are we going to be the other side? Who do we want to be the other side, more importantly? We've got to use that time now to give people that option.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Ali, for giving us your time. Could you just remind us once more of your website so that if people want to look it up, they can?
www.ollieandhissuperpowers.com.
Thank you very much, Ali. Take care.
Take care. Look after yourself.
Find us on Facebook @multischools.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. we should be including everyone, so let's start today.